All right, Sunday morning. Prophet's Corner Uncut, 9/1/24. I woke up with this title. I was dreaming it. Fruit from the poisonous tree. Fruit from the poisonous tree. There's several books out there on it, and of course it's all about the deep state. And from a biblical perspective, I'm going to look at a little bit of that today, how it all began. We'll wait till he gets through writing. Thank you, Jesus. What picture does that bring to your mind? Genesis 1, right? 3, actually. Just as in the days after my resurrection from the dead, the Jews stirred up the people against the word of God in Jerusalem and the Gentile nations. There's nothing new under the sun. Those that have been partakers of the poisonous tree, the day that man ate of it is when it all began. All right, God gives Adam instruction. Don't partake of it or you're going to die. Genesis 2. I looked up all the books on Amazon that have this title because I knew I'd heard it before. I'd heard Mike King mention it. And I was surprised to see 4 or 5 different authors with this, but it wasn't any of it from a biblical perspective. It was all just secular, which we know it's the same thing. It's just I don't know if some have made the connection, maybe. I don't know. This is Genesis 2, 15. From the beginning, it seemed like men, they have a hard time just obeying God's simple instructions, don't they? All right. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it, to keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil," you know, always made me wonder. You know, people say God is good. Everything that's good is God. That is not the truth. And I think this right here points that out. Good here doesn't necessarily mean good, as God is good. It's the knowledge of what seems to be good, the secular. Humanitarian, whatever you want to call it. All the titles they put on all the programs that they're going to think they're going to push. But the kingdom of God is going to prevail. We have a lot of work cut out for us to infiltrate the kingdom of God or the whole body of Christ in this message. Because they're going to push their frequencies. They're going to push their med beds. They're going to push their stuff that seems good. Well, evil has a good to it, if you know what I mean. And that's what it is. It's secular humanism. God's, well, we'll just, you know, we don't have any power, so we'll just adapt and say it's God. You know, with God in the picture, you can even sidetrack most of the Christians. You know, the med beds. They're the end of all. The answer to everything are the med beds. Yeah, you can go get regenerated up to 3 times and they can cut off 30 years off your life. They can grow limbs back. Don't people realize? They say, no, the quantum's not AI, and I'm glad to hear that because that's what our financial system's going to be on. But I remember seeing it creeped me out. This lady's sitting, looks like her apartment, and she's got this clear cylinder thing. And she's sitting on the sofa, and this voice begins to talk to her and try to comfort her. She's having an issue. Well, would you like to step in? We could talk about it. Just so devilish and enlightening. This is the devil's future. This isn't God's future. There's going to be a lot of people deceived, even more so deceived than they are now. The higher the technology gets, the more we be as God. We can rejuvenate life. We can grow limbs back. That sounds just as hellish and devilish, or more so than what we're coming out of, doesn't it, you? The more artificial intelligence isn't involved, fallen angel knowledge, the creepier it gets. Just because the kingdom is coming does not mean everything just disappears. There's 1,000 years to get this thing back on track. We have 1,000 years to get this thing back on track. And then Jesus is going to come and set up his kingdom, and it'll be wonderful from now on. God doesn't need med beds. He doesn't need frequency machines to heal his people. His system has always been independent. What is happening? They're eating of the poisonous tree right here. I didn't even plan to do all this. This is not even in what I have here. Of every tree of the garden they must eat freely, or freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They run side by side. They look so good. It looks so good. But hail's written all over it. Thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So by pursuing the fruit of the poisonous tree, your fate is set. You will die. You live by it. You know, people are dying more than they've ever died. Technology is more than it's ever been, and more people are dying more so than they ever have. Why are they always looking for an alternative? God's perfect. It's an alternative. All right, Genesis 3, we see where it all began. This is the day the seed war started. This is the day that Eve decided, well, I'm going to go for good and evil. She was seduced. Right here. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. You know, it hurts me. I have to understand there's programmers out there that mean well, that are Christians, that are pushing all of this, and I get so upset about it. But I said, Lord, I know I have to stay in my lane and I have to leave them to you. But I have seen them turn stalwart Christians now accepting this stuff. The little leaven begins to level a whole lump. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Well, he didn't say touch it. How can you keep it if you can't touch it? So she was just misinformed. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Yes, your real father is Zeus. Myths and legends, where it talks about over in Timothy. Where do you think all these weird movies come from? The poisonous tree. The fruit from the poisonous tree. All this aliens and galaxies and UFOs and all this crud. It's all an agenda. It started right here. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes. It sounds good. Doesn't it sound good? You could step in a med bed in a few seconds, have a limb grow back, or have 30 years knocked off your life. Some women could have babies again if they wanted to. All this stuff sounds good, doesn't it? But there's a catch. It's poison. Poison. And that was that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. Oh, wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat. Gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened. They knew that they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. If it was so good, why didn't they hide themselves? And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree, whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? The man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Always blaming the woman. Nothing's changed. I heard somebody say yesterday, I'm trying to think who it was, he said, I won't mention his name, but he said, I've been married 45 years, and I haven't been right yet. The Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Beguiled means to lead astray, to delude, or seduce. It sure did delude God's message, didn't it? That's what's been going on this whole time. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and the dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Talking about the snake. And I put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And he talks about she would have sorrow in childbirth because of what that did, and he would have to work by the sweat of his brow because the ground would now not be this lush garden anymore. It was going to be thistles and thorns. Work all his life, save up, and do everything he could to work as hard as he could, and then he decides he's going to enjoy it, and he dies. Kind of like the man that builds barns and bigger barns. This is that system that we came under because of Satan's plan. This is the poison that he poisoned mankind with. All right, we're going to look in Daniel chapter 4 because Daniel he's interpreting Nebuchadnezzar. You think, well, why didn't the Lord just wipe them all out and start over again then? Well, you know. Jesus said he didn't trust himself to men because he knew what was in them. Right here, Daniel 4. We're going to start with verse 4 there. This is the history of the world, this book. People want to know, well, I want to know my true history. Get in the book. God is our history, his story. His story. All right, verse 4. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourished in my palace. And I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and told the dream before them. But they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at the last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belshazzar, according to the name of my God, and whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And before him I told the dream, saying, O Belshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the dreams of my head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong. The height thereof reached in unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beast of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of heaven dwelt in the bowels thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher, a holy one, came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said, thus hewn down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beast get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be charged or changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matters by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up it over it the basest of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, for as much as all the wise men of any kingdom were not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, was astonied for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belshazzar answered and said, my lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beast of the field dwelt, and upon his branches the fowl of the heaven had their habitation. It reached to the heaven, the dome. You know, something very interesting to me, I've been catching what President Trump's been saying in his speeches, we're going to build us an iron dome. But he said something different this last time, and I caught it. He's talking about the firmament. What's going to be revealed to the public is the firmament that is over our heads. He's saying it's going to be a defense shield. Well, it is. A defense shield like Israel has, the iron dome. I thought, he's telling everybody about the firmament in his speeches. The man knows what he's doing. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reaches unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven and saying, hewn the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field till seven times pass over. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king. They that shall drive thee from men thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. They shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Now, this tree's been left. What do you think we're under? This is that tree that grew big enough and it, to the firmament, that fed all the birds and all the animals. It's a system that we have been living under. All right, where did I stopped at 22 here. So it's going to continue until the end. Until the golden statue, the silver shoulders on down to the toes that are clay and iron, and the rock breaks those toes in pieces and sets up his kingdom that shall reign forever. This mountain will fill the earth. That's what it says. So this kingdom has been allowed. Why? Because they touched the poisonous tree. That wasn't God's will. That wasn't his plan for man, but it was what they did. And so all mankind, because of Jesus, he came and he took care of what man did, but that still has to play out. All right. So we are reaping the benefits still to this day of what happened that day. Like it or not, that's the way it is. That's what this kingdom is all about, this satanic kingdom that we have been under. You know, Disney, they are the purveyors of the fruit from the poisonous tree. Think about Snow White and the witch with the apple. Think about their logo that has the dome coming over the top of the castle, the Magic Kingdom. The symbology is everywhere. Okay. That's the day the seed war began. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 12. You know, I read through the Kings and everything. I read through the book of the whole Bible every year. You'd see a wicked king, a wicked king, a wicked king, a wicked king, and then it'd be a righteous one. And then a wicked king, a wicked king, a wicked king, a wicked king, and on it goes. The righteous were few and far between. All right, this is 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. This is Isaiah 14, 12 through 15, where Satan says, I will ascend to the sides of the north. In other words, his goal and what he has inspired people to do, the elites or whatever you want to call them, is to get up into heaven and overthrow God. That's always been his plan. It still is his plan. And he's using all these goofuses down here that think they're going to reign with him. Think again. He's a liar. He lies to you too. You're not going anywhere but to hell. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. He did cast them to the earth. The third of the angels fell. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. He tried to take out the Messiah. It said, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Their child was called up unto God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness where she had the place prepared for her that they should feed her there 1,260 days, which I have no idea what that means. And there was war in heaven. Michael's angels fought against the dragon. They're telling you the story. This is why the devil was in the garden. This is what went on prior. There was war in heaven, but Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. This is what all of this is about, right here. This is the seed war. Yeah, aliens came to earth, all right. His name is Satan, and a third of the angels fell with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him, thank God for Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell on them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And the woman was, I'm not going to read that part because I don't understand that part either. But anyway, right here, let me pick up here. 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So that's where we sit. This is what's going on today. Guess who's going to win? That bite from the forbidden fruit doomed all mankind, but God raised up a root. A root. So once again, we could have the tree that God put in the garden that we don't touch. All right, right here. This is Revelation 22:16. Out of that tree came Jesus, right here. A new lineage. 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. A new root. You know what a root means? To be stable or to become stable. When what happened? When they ate of the poisonous tree, it set the world into a frenzy. Instability has been in the earth ever since. They were talking about how their agenda has been just wars. Well, that's one of the things that the angels taught. If you read the book of Enoch, they taught men to make weapons of war. They taught women to cut roots, pharmakia. All the enticements, all those things, that's what these fallen angels taught them. To get mankind to the place they are today, not just today, but all through the 6,000 years of existence of mankind. Even the forbidden fruit caused everything to become unstable. I'm looking forward to stability, aren't you? It's going to be wonderful. All right, Hebrews 11:16. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And the fruit be holy, so are the branches. Talk about us being grafted in to that root that bears good fruit, God's good fruit. The devil has been busy and constantly at work to fulfill his evil plan. His plot to keep a spiritual man working in the flesh nearly succeeded. But my church, those that walk after the Spirit, have picked up my inside operation, and they will overcome by the blood of the Lamb. I have written my plans on the hearts of my church, and they will execute them and be mighty in the earth. The enemy will have no inroad into them, and they will even talk among themselves, saying, it's an inside job. We have no defense against this. That's what the devils will say. It's an inside job. There's nothing we can do. They finally got it. It's not about all this outward institutional crap. It's about an inside job. Excuse me. Christ in you, the hope of glory. We have no defense against this. There will be no more mixture among the people. All will know me as Savior, healer, and financer. Just because this is coming doesn't mean that the Antichrist narrative just goes away in a day. I wish it would. It's going to have to be weeded out of the church. New leaven. One more scripture. This is Daniel 2. In the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. And wherein thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay, part of iron. You see the mixture. This is a mixed up society, I'm telling you what. You talk about mixture. Men having tampons in their restroom. Oh, God, help me. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay, part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. Transhumanism with the vaccine. But there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another. Even as iron is not mixed with clay. This happened in the days of Noah. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. So you see what our job is? We're going to consume this kingdom. The church is going to consume this kingdom and overtake it and take it out. The Lord's not going to just, it's like he keeps saying, well, I'm not going to just take it off of you. We're still got to do our job. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, that it break in pieces, it's going to be the gospel. It's going to be the words of the Lord. That's what's going to do it. Cut out of the mountain without hands, and it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. The dream is certain, the interpretation thereof sure. What? Renewing of the mind of the people. That's what's going to get the brass out. And all the things of the Antichrist agenda. That's what's going to, us returning to the Word of God. How long is it going to take? I don't know. Lord knows. But we got 1,000 years. Clean it up. So Jesus says, all right, I'm a-coming this time. I'm going to burn this place up. Too much blood. Too much murder. Too much sin. Make a new place and we'll be with him forever.